السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We will continue inshallah tonight to reflect on one more name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the attribute of today is Al-Afu, Al-Afu. And as we start by reflecting on what is that name, that word in Arabic means, what is Afu? And Afu is, in language, it is qasd. It is something that you want to do, you have intention to do, you are going toward that direction. Afu, also the halal of what you have is afu. Afu is also the fadl of what you have. Is afu. Is that good? We explain Arabic by Arabic now, right? meaning, the extra of what you do not need. The extra of what you need. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يَنْفُقُونَ قُلِ الْعَفُ. They ask you what to spend, say al-afu. Meaning that which is more than what you're using is what you spend from or what you spend. Okay. Now, also al-afu meaning al-mahw, to take away completely. Afu al-athar, aw afatu al-riyah al-athar. The wind have made afu to the steps, the mark on the footsteps on the sand. Okay, so when the athar of walking, the mark of walking is there, the wind comes in. And make afu, that means it takes it away, it brings it back to the way it was, as if nobody walked there. When the Arabs used to put their tents and then dwell for a while there, they build like a trench around it for protection, small trench. And then when they leave, there will be a mark there for a while that is, you know, someone was dwelling in this area or sitting here for a while because of the trenches. But eventually, the wind and the sand and everything will make afu to that area, meaning it will bring it back to the way it was as if nobody was there. Okay. So the afu is taking away al-ma'asiyah. Al-afu is the name, the attribute, who is the one that takes away that ma'asiyah, that mark of, see, there is ghufra, okay, or ghufran, and there is afu. Al-ghufran is to cover something. Al-ghufra is the helmet on the head. That's ghufra. So it is for protection. Okay, the ghufra is to protect. So when there is a af, there is a maghfira comes around. Okay, so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses al-afu in the Quran, always wahuwa al-afu al-ghafur, always afu and ghafur always come together in most cases. So he's the one who takes away the sin as if it did not exist, and also is the one who does not punishes, okay? And this is one of the most beautiful concept, that without it, we can be miserable in earth. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The man who told him, the man who when he asked, he was told about about af, about maghfirah, about forgiveness. When he killed 99 people, and they told him, this person who is a zahid, abid, the one who's a worshiper, he has, you know, you can go and ask him. He said, you killed 99 people, you have no, there is no maghfirah for you, so he killed him. This is the essence of not or losing hope. When the doors of forgiveness is closed, okay, therefore the going after the sin becomes more. When there is no way for forgiveness, he said, what is the difference between 99 and 100? It doesn't make a difference. He is going to be punished. There is no maghfirah, there is no forgiveness anyway. So continue in what you're doing. From the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that door is always open. The door of at-tawwab. The door of keeping going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open. And when he went after that to the knowledgeable person, the knowledgeable person said, yes, you have a way of maghfirah, of af, of Allah will forgive you. It's always open, no matter how much sin you have. But also he gave him a way to conduct his life. He told him the door is open, and I told him how it was open and go through it. You are living in a sinful area here, he told him, and you need to go to a better place. Okay? That door he took, when the door is open, he took the door. And in the way to the good city, he died. And we know the story that the angels came, one of adab and one of maghfirah. Okay? One of punishment and one of rahmah is coming to take his soul. You know, is he good or is he bad? Okay, he has an intention and start taking steps toward goodness, but he did commit sins. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to measure the distance between his body and each town. And the town, the wicked town, was closer to him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the good town to come closer to him, so the distance will be shorter for him to, between him and the righteous people or righteous town. So he was forgiven. That event that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about is an event that opens our heart, give us hope, because we are all sinners. We are all commit different levels of sin. And here is a man who committed so much sins, killing 100 people, and still the rahmah and the maghfirah and the tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at-tawwab, his forgiveness have reached this man. Even though he was so far and he just started in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told us about those, a person who seems to be doing the bad deeds, a person, people of hellfire, okay? But he is destined to go to paradise. Why? The explanation to the hadith, as scholars says, that this man is trying to do good. He's trying to do good. And the circumstances around him is difficult, and he's committing sins. So what the people see on the outside, a man who is destined to go to hellfire because of what he's doing. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees from the inside, a man who is sincere, trying hard to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forget and ask Allah for forgiveness. And he's sincerely asking Allah to forgive him. He deserves the help of Allah. He deserves that Allah will take his hand before he dies to do the good things. It's so when before he dies, between him and his death, will be like a shibr, you know, just an arm distance or a hand distance of some very short distance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him to do the deeds of the people of paradise. So he will die and he will enter paradise. Okay? This is the tawbah, the door of tawbah and the maghfirah that the person receives when he enters this door. Okay? And we must be all know this very well. Feel this very well. Be certain with this so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door is open all the time. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. For Allah, the best of examples. When you have children, and you have all of them are pious except one, for example, and each one of them, you know, he's doing well and so forth, but this one, and you are pleased and you're happy, mashallah, your children doing well here and there, doing what they have to do, but this one, when he starts doing good, you'll be so happy with this, okay? Even though he did so many bad things, but now as he come into this door of forgiveness and door of obedience and so forth, you are very pleased with this. You make sujood and ask Allah subhanahu and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, more happy with his servant, more than a man who lost his camel with all his food on it in the desert, and he was getting ready, you know, to die. There was no way out of this. And then he opened his eyes and his camel was in front of him. So he was so happy. And he made a mistake. He said, "Oh Allah, you are my servant and I'm your Lord." Okay? And this is the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleasure when we commit a sin and then come back to Allah. Okay? And Allah put on him the afw and maghfirah and tawbah for those who come to him. It is upon Allah to do that. Allah said, "It's upon me to do that." Yeah. To whom? الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Those who do bad deeds in the way of ignorance, and ثم يتوبون من قريب. Then they will come to the door of tawbah when in a very close distance to the committing the sins. Okay. This is a condition, and this is something that the believers who are close to Allah has. It is a mark, it's a quality that indication that you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way that you will not sin. But to sin and then to stay for a long time without repenting, without asking Allah for forgiveness, that is a sign that we are away from Allah. But the realization of the mistake immediately or very close to the time, then this is an indication of closeness to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Even in the law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in Sharia, there is a difference between a sin that is committed in a way of impulse and a sin that is committed in a way of planning. Okay? The one that is done in a way of planning, the punishment of it, it's greater than the one that is done in a way of impulse. Stealing, for example, if someone steals out of impulse, okay, temptation. If there is a whole bunch of money somewhere in the open, and someone is around it and looks at it, be tempted that it is right there, close to him, he can grab it. He grabs it and walks away with it. His punishment is not to cut his hand off. Okay? But the one who looks at it and then looks around and see how he could enter this place, okay, and then wait until the place is closed and then make a plan of breaking in and so forth, that is a person that his hand gets cut off. Okay, with of course some other conditions and so forth. But the point is, there is a difference. Okay, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about a believer who will not do this, commits many sins. He will not commit many sins when he is a believer. Okay? But he will not lie. What is the difference? Because lying takes planning. Lying, that means, it's not a matter of impulse. It's not a matter of temptation. The sin is a lot, or that the punishment is more for those who plan and wait and keep planning, or commit the sin and do not realize that he should go back quickly, and he stays, you know, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him through difficult times. And as we talked about before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his love toward us or to us, Allah will put us through difficulties so we come to him. Allah will put us down so he bring us high. Allah will hold back on us so he can give us. So he's the one who's hold, the one who gives, the one who puts down, and the one who elevates. Okay? Allah deal with us according to who we are and what we're doing, and our relationship with him. So, as we are going on in our lives, how this affect us? It should affect us in a way, not taking it for granted, not committing the sins in such a way that we say the door is open, so we commit the sin and then go to the door of tawbah, go to the door of maghfira, go to the door of afu. Because if we do that and take that for granted and do that on purpose, we might not be able to go through this door after committing a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might take our soul and not allow us to do so. So when the time we go back to Allah, it should be a time when we go back to Allah asking his forgiveness and to go back to al-afu, to take all the sins away. We should go back sincere that we will not commit the sin again. At that moment we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for maghfira, for afu. We make sure that we do not have intention to go back to the sin again. But if we do eventually go back to it, the door will never be closed. The door will be always open. Okay? So we go back with our memory and find out, you know, what is it that we have done and we did not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَاتِحِ When the victory of Allah comes and the fatḥ, the opening comes, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا When you see people coming in drove in Islam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ Again, سَبِّحْ تَسْبِيح وَتَحْمِيد سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِ Remember this. Okay. وَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا And here is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah is telling him to make istighfar. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, door of tawbah is open, so make istighfar. To whom? To Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So who are we comparing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who did not have any sins, and he was forgiven. Everything is forgiven for him. Allah asked him to make istighfar. To make istighfar. Okay. So where are we from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from this high level of manners? Definitely we need to make istighfar. نَحْنُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. Now that we read this, definitely need this. Okay? Need to follow the steps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so we can be eligible for this afw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And afw, you are asking the most merciful. So you ask. You ask for so much because Allah will give. Okay, so you ask for afw. You ask Allah to take away all your sins and to forgive you completely and not having a trace of it. Completely have no trace of it. Okay, and Allah will give you what you ask for. Allah, where you think He is and what you think He is. If you believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-afu, Allah will take the marks of your sins completely away. Okay? And when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this bounty will show. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sins will come around. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, it is the sins, and for the believer, he will see his sins first before he sees his good deeds. Allah will tell him, we covered it for you in your life, and we'll take it away, completely away now. So it will be concealed, completely concealed. Okay? And then happiness is there presented, or you will be happy when the good deeds are presented to you. And the likeness of people of Jannah will be upon you. Okay? So it is between us and Allah. But are we from those who commits a sin and delay asking Allah for forgiveness? Or commits the sin and we do not quite know that we're committing a sin? We are so much ignorant and we don't know that we are committing the sin? If we do that, well, we can ask Allah for the sins that we know and the sins to forgive us for the sins that we know and the sins we do not know, for the sins that we are aware of and the sins that we are not aware of it. Okay? And Allah will accept the dua. Allah is the most forgiving. Okay? Or are we the one who stubborn in what we do, okay, and stubbornness in committing a sin is very dangerous, because we either take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lightly, and shame on us if we do so. Or do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see us and aware of us. And that is borderline kufr. Okay? If we continue to do something without going back quickly to Allah, this is one of those two things. Either we're not aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing us and knowing what's in us, and that is borderline now coming out of Islam. Or because we are doing this in a way that is concealed, it does not matter, because so long that we are not known to people, it is okay. But if it is known to Allah, it's not a big deal. But if it is known to people, then that is the problem. If we are such people, then we should be afraid. We should be aware that we are on a dangerous path. Okay, because such people know, they should know that they are away from Allah. Adam alayhi salam accepted the law, accepted the rule, and did not argue that if why is this tree, why I should not get close to it, and so forth. No. He looked at the halal and he was happy with the halal, because the halal was more abundant than the haram. And this is always the way. Halal is always more than haram. That which is haram in food, that's haram in drink, haram in anything in life, it is so little compared to the halal. Okay? So Adam alayhi salam came close to the haram because of the temptation of shaitan, because of the beautification that shaitan made to this tree and told him, lied to him, that this is the tree of abundance, the tree of living forever. So he was attracted to it and went close to it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us that as soon as they ate from it, they repented. As soon as they ate from it, they knew that they have done something wrong. Okay? They knew that they committed injustice. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We committed injustice to ourselves, Ya Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam how to ask for forgiveness. Okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him, he asked for forgiveness and he was forgiven. Okay? The door is always open. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy upon us, opened the door for us to go through. And that is what we have in our hand, meaning that what we can do. And quickly we must go through it, very quickly, and ask Allah to forgive us. If we don't, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still love us, and we do good deeds, but we are delaying the asking and so forth, and we're not up to the standard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify us through many other ways, through difficulties, through sickness, through some harms here and there in life, through difficulties before we are, or during the death, or before death, or in the grave, or in the day of judgment. From the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, He will put us through this, so we do not come to the point of carrying bad deeds and deserving hellfire in the hereafter before we enter Jannah. Okay? So the door is open, and those who are sincere, go through it now and make istighfar and ask Allah al-afu to take all the sins away, all of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous. So ask, and ask for a lot. Okay, Rasulullah told us, when you ask, ask al-firdaus al-a'la, ask the highest, middle and highest place in Jannah. You're not asking a miser. You're not asking someone who is a miser. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gives. So ask and be confident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. Okay? And our part in this name is to be capable of having afwa as well. Okay? To be able, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that ability, and we should exercise it. Which is, those that you have problems with, those that committed injustice to you, you should be able to sincerely forgive them. Sincerely forget about what they have done. Sincerely not bring what is done forth over and over and over again. Try to reach in your heart in a way deep that you work in yourself so you could do so to others, so Allah will do so for you. Okay? Do so for others, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do so for you. And this is difficult. It's not easy. But remember the one who deserved Jannah? That Rasulullah ﷺ said that he is the person who will enter Jannah. He's a person of Jannah. And Rasulullah ﷺ appointed Adam a door of the masjid that this person will, the first person will walk through it is the one from Jannah, the famous hadith. And a particular companion came in and it was repeated 3 days in a row. And eventually at the end of this story we hear that the companion that went and visited him to find out how come he deserved this high level of compliment from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he noticed that he's not doing extra things, he's just doing what the companions at rest are doing, so why does he deserve this statement from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this, he is a person of Jannah. You know what that means? It means that when he dies now, he enters Jannah. That's it. Like he is a person who's walking around in earth, but he is a person of Jannah. A person of Jannah walking around, talking to people, but he's a person of Jannah. Why? Because he had the capability and the sincerity to, before he sleeps every night, to forgive everyone. To forgive everyone and forget about what everyone has done. He's like a person who would donate himself to those who insult him or do anything against him. Imagine that you're having your honor, yourself, everything as a donation, right? Anybody who you know gonna insult you, okay, no problem. You know, this is something that you don't carry, period. It takes a lot to be able to do that. And we know, all of us are, well, I can speak for myself, I fall into this, you know, of hitting the hand and saying, how come this, and why did he say that, and how dare this, and how dare that, okay? And we need to visit this, you know. You know, there were some who would, when they are insulted by some, they would make dua for the person. Say, oh Allah, forgive him. He donated his hasanat to me. or you know, he took my sayyiat. He did something that's so good to me. He took some bad deeds from me. Or he sent me some of his good deeds. Okay? So Allah, please forgive him for what he has done for me. Okay, so it goes completely the other way. It's not he's doing something against you, he's doing something for you. Okay? Of course, that is when it comes to you, to you, your honor, your name, your this, you know. But when it comes to harm that to others and so forth, you know, or harm, physical harm to yourself and so forth, you know, there is, you know, you can take the means to stop this from happening, but however, you should not carry in your heart and keep carrying in your heart something against your brother, to the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the one who is a killer, okay, for the one who is the wali of the one who got killed. Allah told the wali of the one who got killed to forgive his brother, the killer. Allah called him his brother. Okay? فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٍ فَاتُّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Okay? Allah, in this case, say, فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٍ مِنْ أَخِيهِ فَمَنْ عُفِيَ again, عَفْ. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, he is your brother. Here is a killer of my brother, Allah says, the killer of my blood brother, Allah says, you deal with him as a brother. As a brother, meaning brother in Islam. Okay. Does that mean you do not ask for a life? You can. You can ask. But if you forgive, that is better. That's better for you. How to get yourself to do that? You need to work on that. You need to work in that. Okay? We all need to work on that. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ask us for that which is impossible. Allah always asks us for that which is possible and we can do. Okay. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was affected by the scene of his uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu after the battle of Uhud, and how he was cut to pieces, how his body was open and some of his organs was taken out, and had his nose and ears and so forth, just he was, you know, cut to pieces. Yeah. And Rasulullah sallam was affected so much. Okay. I don't know the authenticity of that statement, but Rasulullah sallam said, لَأَفْعَلَنَّ ذَلِكَ بِهِمْ. I would do something like this to them. 70 or 10? 70 or 10? 70? Okay. So here is Rasulullah sallam reacted to this. Okay? But then what happened? No. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, put the heart in the heart of Rasulullah sallam, the love and kindness and mercy. وَهُوَ رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He is a mercy for all mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, those who commit transgression on you, transgress equal to what they have done to you. But then, you know, you do be equal. To be equal, not to do more. But then to forgive is better. But then to forgive is better than that. And of course, we have the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entering Mecca, in the opening of Mecca, okay, and his head was very close to the animal, from his humbleness, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the one who's next to him is getting the sword out and says, "Al yawm yawm al malhama, al yawm tustahallu al hurumat." He said, "Today is the day of connection and the fight. Today is the day that nothing is sacred." Like, he wants to enter Mecca and want to do what? To get even with all what the Quraysh have done. So he's saying, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Then Rasulullah ﷺ said, La, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Marhama. No, the day is the day of mercy. The day is the day of mercy. Okay? Telling them that you are the kins, you are the family, you are the close ones. Okay? And send them all to safety. Even those who ran away and did not hear this, okay, their blood was Rasulullah sallam was telling about them that their blood is halal. And they came back. When believers went after them and told them that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave everyone, and they came. And from this action, the one who ordered the killing of Hamza and opened his body and took actually some of his liver and started chewing in it because she was angry, because Hamza radiallahu anhu killed so many of her family in the Battle of Badr. Okay, she came, Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan. She came and she accepted Islam. And she was one of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine that. Okay, and she was the one who, we take a hadith from her. We say, you know, Hind, qalat Hind, you know, what did she say? She said, Abu Sufyan, he's a man whose hand is tight, ya Rasulullah. Now Hind is talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, complaining about her husband Abu Sufyan, and should I take from his money to spend with my children? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allows her. Say yes, go ahead and take what you need, and so forth. Now we take a hadith from her and use it, and it will be a rules and laws and so forth. And she was the one who attacked Hamza radiallahu anhu, attacked his body when he was dead and so forth. Okay? Now when you look at this, when you look at the one who killed Hamza al-Wahshi, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted his repentance, coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted Islam, and he became a Muslim. Okay? You know, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring himself to take, you know, this person who did such a thing to one of the closest people to his heart? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to do that, and he forgave. The heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was full of iman and full of mercy. Our hearts have some iman, some mercy, and some of a lot of other things that we need to get rid of. Okay? And we know it. The purpose of these halaqat about Asma Allah al-Husna is to stand with ourselves a stand of judgment, and see how much of these attributes that we carry from Allah is alive with us, and how much is it that is dead, and how by thinking about these attributes when it belongs to Allah, that help us to revive it and bring it to reality with us. Okay? So today when we think about Allah is Al-Afu, we should think that we should practice Afu as well. Okay? And we know that Allah gives so much, and what we give is so little. So when we do so little and try to do so, what we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is abundance of His attributes. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Please, inshallah, go ahead and make comments, inshallah. Do you have the microphone? Yeah. Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Just a couple of thoughts I was thinking when you are talking, mashallah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in the end, I remember Rabbana waghfir lana wa'afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. This is three things, you know, subhanallah. And I remember the tafsir of it, and one scholar, he said, "A'fu anna," that wave away all my sins, our sins in the past, which we have done. "Waghfir lana," whatever we are doing now, you know, cover it. And like you said, ghufra is, ghufra, helmet, like, protect us from doing any more sins. Cover what we have now, and protect us from, you know, like penetrating and doing some sins again. So "a'fu anna" in the past, and protect us now. "Warhamna" in the hereafter,
yes,
when we die. So, you know, have mercy on us. So don't punish us in all these things we have done. Subhanallah. And this is from the bounty of Allah. And the other thought that, subhanallah, Allah, the story of Adam, He taught him everything. عَلَّمَ الْآدَمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. But the irony, He did not give him the tool to make forgiveness. Allah did not teach him how to ask for forgiveness, although he teaches him everything. For a simple reason that Adam did not need it. He never did a sin. I mean, He created him, put him here, do this, do that, don't do that. He never did something, so he don't need it. But when he did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the tool to ask for forgiveness. He taught him how to ask forgiveness, and then he asked for it. So this tool, we should not put it in the roof and you know, keep it away. We should use it. Otherwise, Allah teaching us how to ask for forgiveness. So we should use this tool, inshallah, and do not rely on it completely, because Allah also shadid al-iqab. He is the severe punishment. But we should use this tool and all the time, inshallah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-afu al-qadir. Al-Afu al-Qadir. Always Al-Afu al-Ghafur, and also comes with Al-Qadir.
Right.
Afu, but he's capable over you and
right.
control of you.
Right.
So, you know, he is the one that you cannot escape, but at the same time, he's Afu.
Yeah, yeah. You just have to ask. Mm-hmm.
Brother Loy pretty much explained what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
But again, in this society, we commit so many sins.
Mm-hmm.
And they are past, present, and future. The link doesn't break. What we did in the past, you're still, you know, attached to that sin, and it is still going on. And recently, I saw a person who is in a sin. That person was crying and still saying, I'm committing sin, Allah is not going to forgive me. And that person knows that, you know, it's a sin. And whenever somebody talks to that person about this sin, the person just cries and says, you know, Allah knows this, I'm sinful, but he still doesn't get rid of it. Make some comment about that, please.
Well, To say that Allah is not going to forgive me, that's a sin. Because you're taking away an attribute that Allah has for himself. You're taking it away from Allah. You're saying Allah does not have that. That is a sin. Okay? So if he cries because he's really remembering this sin, it is okay. And keeps remembering it and so forth. Even some scholars says when you sit, you sit with those who used to be sinners because they have the most tender of hearts. Okay? The one who does not sin much, you know, that's it. You know, he comes to the masjid, he prays and he fasts and so forth. And he, you know, he got used to this, right? But the one who used to sin and then he remembers his sin and comes and prays and cries, his heart becomes so tender. So tender, he's coming close to Allah and he's in pain of what he has done before. So if he cries because of the effect of the sin still on him, that's a sign, the healthy sign. But if he cries, he thinking that Allah will not forgive him, that is losing the hope with Allah, and that is dangerous. Okay, because only a kafir who will give up in the mercy of Allah.
A second scenario would be of a person who
microphone
the person who broke relationship with kins and you know family or something and repents about it, but going back to the same position is impossible for that person. How does that affect in having pardon from Allah?
Yeah. To connect Silat al-Rahim, it is not bin mukafa'a. It's not with equality, meaning a tit for a tat, as they say, right? Meaning, okay, they ask about me, I will ask about them. They will, you know, visit me, then I will visit them. That is not Salat al-Rahim, okay? You know, it is when they cut you out, you connect with them. When they do not ask about you, you ask about them, okay? So that should never be cut away, because that's one will come into the danger of Allah is cutting the person away. Allah created Ar-Rahim, the womb, and called it Ar-Rahim from Rahmah. And told Ar-Rahim that I created you and give you one of my names, Ar-Rahim, okay? Or Ar-Rahman, that is from Rahmah. He who connects you with you, I will connect with him. And he who cuts you, I will cut him away from me. So, you know, again, it's similar to any other sin. Repents from that which has passed and connect in the future, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خير.